Hello, everyone, and I'm back. So it's been a little while since I've, been here, since I've recorded a podcast, since I've even played the game, but I've been getting back into it, so I figured I should play a little bit. So I'm just going to pop into the game. First, I'm going to tell you my stats, and I'm going to play some Path of Legends, and I'm going to try to get to the next, area for Challenger 2, where I get 50 rare wild cards, which is... You know, the next thing, I don't really play much Path of Legends, but I have been wanting to grind up and get the exclusive emote for this season, which is that Master one, and it looks very funny and cool, so I want that one. But my stats, right now I'm at 6,580 trophies, level 43, and I just maxed out my Expo deck. All I have to do is max out my Ice Spirit, and then I have the Archers and Dark Goblin, and then... Electro Spirit and Ice Spirit. So right now I'm running Archers and Electro Spirit, and we're just going to hop into the first game. So these past few months it's been, doing high school, doing real life stuff, and but now I'm back to the game and I've been really enjoying it recently. Even though all the hate and all the pay to win stuff, I think it's still pretty fun, and I've been liking getting back into it. So we're going Expo first play with Electro Spirit, and he played Tesla, which... Just somehow locked on. And then he played Evolved Skeletons. Then he played Dark Goblins, Skeletons, and Valkyrie. So I logged that, and Valkyrie is not going to get a hit. Just really close. Just one shot away. Sitting around 7 elixirs, so I think I'm just going to wait to see what he plays, and then maybe just cycle Skeletons or something. Okay, so I'm just going to cycle Skeletons in the back. He played Witch in the back, so I'm probably going to Fireball that. Just for free Fireball value, I'm not really sure what he's playing. I'm going to go Split Archers. That takes care of the Witch. So I guess he just played Witch to play Witch. But now we're back at 9 Elixir. And so I'm going to play Expo. And then I'm going to preemptively play Knight in front for his Tesla. Because I knew he's going to do that. So now he played Hog Rider. So I'm going to log that. So it gets minimal hits, and then play Skeletons. So the Hog Rider only got one hit. And now Expo locks on tower. That's beautiful. He's going to log the Expo, but we brought his tower down, so we're about 600 damage up. He's going to have Evolved Skeletons next time, but I do have Log and Electro Spirit, so I think I'm going to be good with that. Speaking of Electro Spirit, I'm just going to cycle that at the bridge for some chip damage and to get back to my Expo. And he King Tower activated, which really doesn't matter. So he played Valkyrie, so I'm going to split Archers behind the Princess Tower. So they are far apart, and the Valkyrie hits one at a time. Which I think is going to work. Is it? No, it's not. Beautiful. 11, that doesn't work. Okay, so Valkyrie is there, and he played Hog Rider, and I played Tesla and Expo. And I timed it perfectly so that, he attacked the Tesla, not the Expo. Played Witch in the back, so I'm going to play Fireball, and then he played Evolved Skeletons, and I just logged it. So, not worried about that. So he played, what's it called? Hog Rider and the Goblin Boy, Dark Goblin. So I'm playing Expo Tesla, and I kind of misplayed my Expo. I put it a little bit too far forward, but it's okay. He's going to block it all the damage. But he did overcommit. We're up about 700 damage right now. So I'm going to split Archers in the middle. And he played Hog Rider. So I'm going to log this. And he gets one hit. We're still up by about 100 damage. And now I played Expo correctly. And I can actually defend this correctly now. So I did Expo. And then I did Knight. And then Valkyrie. And then he played Valkyrie, and now I'm going to Fireball his Witch he just played, and Expo lock. So now we're going to go Archers off to the side, and then Skeletons in front to tank for his new Tesla, and Archers kill that. So Expo locks on. I think that's game. Yeah, that's game. That's GG. We'll throw him a little Goblin Giant Dancing emote. And we're on to the next one. So I think we got two more wins to go. I'm just going to go for all the games. So if I lose this one, then I'm just going to play two. One more. So I'm feeling bold right now. We just hit 10 elixir, so I'm going to play Expo first play. I'm putting knight right in front. Oh, okay, so he has lots of air units, plus wizard, which is kind of hard to tell what it is. But even with all his, he played minions and bats, even with all his air units, still dealt pretty good damage to the tower. And he used arrows on my archer, so I'm about 200 damage up. I don't really have anything good. Okay, so he played Hog Rider. So I'm going to play Tesla and pull it right to the middle. And that's actually a really nice Tesla placement. So my Tesla stays alive. I'm going to go... I'm saying about 8 elixir. So I think I'm going to go E-Spirit at the bridge because Expo is my next cycle. And then once I hit 10, I'm going to play Expo again, depending on what he does. Okay, he played Wizard. So actually, I'm not going to do Expo. I'm going to Fireball the Wizard and the Tower. Now that's going to deal 0 damage. And once Wizard gets killed, then I'm going to play Expo. Oh, okay. Wait, he's just keep playing stuff. He played Mini Pekka, so I played Skeletons. And I'm pretty sure it fully counters, if I'm not mistaken. That's a close one, yeah. So he played Night Witch, so I'm going Archers in the middle to split. And that was actually a good call because he played Goblin Gang. So now my second Archer can help counter that Goblin Gang plus the E-Spirit. So now I'm going to go Expo. And then I'm going to play my Knight soon if he plays anything. I'm going to play Knight. I don't know if he... he didn't give up. I guess he just lagged because he just let my Expo connect. So yeah, he's playing... He played Hog Rider and Bats. And then now he has Bats and Minions. But I can just defend that all with Archers. And we're up about 2,400 damage, so his tower is 300 health, 334 health, which is not enough for a log fireball, but, I mean, it's fine. My archer got a hit, so he played Mini Pekka, so I don't have skeletons in rotation, so I'm just going to cycle random stuff, and I'm okay with getting a hit, letting the Mini Pekka get a hit, because I'm so far up in damage. So right now, I'm just going to... play Archers and Expo opposite lane. And then Expo connects. And then he played Hog Rider in his original lane. And then I'm going to go Fireball because he played Wizard against Expo. And so now both lanes are pretty much dead. Once Wizard crosses, I'm going to drop another Expo over here. And then I'm going to throw Electro Spear in the opposite lane. Some more chip damage. Hopefully get 2 towers. Let's see. And we do. Nice one. So Expo killed the left tower, and we just fireballed the right one. That's 2 crown towers down just for, you know, more crowns. And that's pretty easy game to victory. Drop another Dancing Goblin Giant. A little celebration dance. This is our final game. And then we'll get our reward. We do have a crown chest. Let's see. 3,925 gold. 2 gems. 2 mortars. 35 bombers. 38 skeletons. Can be star points and, like, upgrade cards. And 15 goblin cages. So this is just like, you know, welcome back me. But next episode should probably come out pretty soon. I'm going to talk about the new update. And, you know, my opinions on it. If I think it's good, if I think it's bad. My whole deal with it. I'm just going to say, like, I don't love how pay to win it's become. But at the same time, it's like not really. I think it's just the way the game has become. So he played Hog Rider, and I did Tesla and Electro Spirit. Did not get King Tower activation, sadly, but it's fine. So now I'm at, we had 9 elixir, so I'm going Expo opposite lane. And then I'm putting Skeletons in front just in case. Yeah, he played Tesla. So, and then he played Musketeer. Okay, so he's playing some, like, kind of weird Hog Cycle deck. He used Earthquake, which is a real pain that he has that, because that kind of counters. So I'm splitting archers in the back, just in case, you know, cycle. And probably get my Expo soon. I think this is just going to become a defensive battle. Maybe fireball cycling, or just chip damage on his tower. Because right now he's about 200 damage up. But my archer got a hit on both towers, so now he's like about 100 up. So it's not that big of a deal. He played Valkyrie, so I'm going to go E-Spirit, just cycle. And I'm going to predict his Hog Rider by going... Tesla in mid. Yeah, that was perfect. And he played Valkyrie. Okay, so he did Valkyrie and his Firecracker. So I'm cycling Skeletons and I'm cycling Electro Spirit. So he dealt a pretty good amount of damage, but he just used his Earthquake. So now I just have to wait for a little bit of Elixir. And then Hopefully he can't cycle back to it. He might let my knight hit his tower, which... Okay, so he played Valkyrie. So he has 3 more cards to Earthquake. So we're going with Archers because he played Tesla against my Expo. Oh, no. Valkyrie got it. So I'm going to use Knight. Okay, he's back to Earthquake. That's a problem. But it's fine, so Expo locks on. So even though it kills, Expo locks. We're about 1,000 damage down, which kind of sucks. But he might have to... Oh, he doesn't have an answer for my Knight right now. So my Knight's on his tower, and that's dealing tons of damage. Oh my goodness. So we're basically tied up on damage right now. I actually dealt a little bit more since I'm cycling log. Okay, so I'm going to split Archers, and he played Firecracker in the back, so I'm going to Fireball that. And I'm going to go Tesla right here, and then for his Hog Runner. So, damn, okay, I messed that up. I messed the Tesla placement up, so now my tower is almost dead. But maybe I can click. I'm going Knight Archers at the bridge. And then I'm going to predict... Oh, okay. Well, the Fireball did work, but it's not well enough. Okay, so I'm going to go here. And then I'm going to log if necessary. Yeah, okay, we're going to log this. He has Earthquake, and I don't know how much damage Earthquake does. It doesn't deal enough. So he's 18 damage off. Oh, he has log. Okay, that's GG. Good thing we're on a golden step, so we don't fall down. We don't get the reward. That was a pretty close game. I think I just played poorly. I messed up a Tesla placement at the end. If I didn't mess that up, I probably would have won, since I was up in damage. But that's basically it. So thank you for listening. Make sure to leave a 5-star review on both Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And appreciate you guys. Glad to be back, and I hope you enjoy this episode.